You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Sesame Ginger Glazed Chicken Signature Wrap. How would you like it?
I'll take a...
Sports announcer at home?
Yeah, how'd you...
We just know.
My wife picks up the new signature wrap. It's got double the rotisserie-style chicken mixed with a sesame ginger glaze. She appears annoyed at me, but she shrugs it off. Those sweet and savory flavors are calling her name. She lifts the wrap and... She takes the bite! Incredible! And now she's closing the door on my... Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Double meat basement, average 6-inch sub.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
Ready to stand out? Army ROTC prepares you not only as a college student, but as a strong leader, allowing you to earn the rank of second lieutenant. You will be eligible for full tuition merit-based scholarships and develop leadership skills essential for your future. Start strong and enhance your college experience. Visit your campus Army ROTC representative today. To find out how you can earn up to a full tuition scholarship, visit goarmy.com/podcast to locate your closest ROTC program today. Army officers inspire strength in others. Paid for by the United States Army.
In uncertain times, we could use someone to lean on. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma will stand by you with plan options to fit your budget. If you've recently lost your job, had a baby, or moved, you can still get the health care coverage you and your family need. Financial help may be available for those who qualify. Call 855-452-BLUE or visit hereforyouok.com to see if you're eligible to enroll. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
Absolutely.
You know what we gotta do?
Foga party.
Foga! Foga!
Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga!
Click, click, boom! I'm coming down on the stereo, hit me on the radio. Click, click, boom!
The
want you to kill every golfer on the course.
Check me if I'm wrong, Sandy, but if I kill all the golfers, they're going to lock me up and throw away the key.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh?
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
Otherwise known as Chat Lives Matter Day, right here live on KLRN Radio. I am one half of the crew, Mr. Rick Robbins, and he's the other half, Mr. Ordy Packard, the opulent Amish, otherwise known as the guy that likes to hang out behind the Circle K. How you doing, sir?
Well, it is Team No Pants Night, so yeah.
Well, of course. Yeah, never mind. I'm single now. I don't necessarily mind hanging out behind a Circle K now either.
Just, you got to watch long. You got to get there early. It's like an early bird special. Otherwise, you know, just sloppy.
Anyway, I think I just took this show in a direction I wasn't really intending to take it. Anyway, so what's new with you?
It's springish again. You know, we were summer last week. It was 100. We're back down in the 80s. I am discombobulated by that.
That's all right. We're going the other way. We've had unseasonably cool temperatures up until yesterday, and now today the heat index was 105. I broke down and finally had the air conditioner text come out because it ain't been running right for the last. It's a heating and air unit, and it actually started running weird during the last cold snap, and I'm like, yeah, I'll deal with it later. Should have not waited to deal with it later, because now I'm out $500, and it's working again, but it has a couple of small repairs they have to do, and of course the parts that they need are on back order, but they already charged me the money that they needed to order the parts, so I'm sitting here with, they have my money. I have a working air conditioner, but even they're like, we don't know how long this patch is going to hold, but we'll get that back out here with the parts as soon as we can. Anyway,
2 weeks.
Yeah, shut up. Don't jinx it. Just shut up. Cause yeah, like I said, dude. Just to recap. So you know, for everybody that's like, oh, 2021's got to be better than 2020. My wife left me. I'm going through a divorce. My car blew up. My dryer blew up. My air conditioner blew up. All in the space of about the last 7 months. So all y'all that kept saying 2021 had to be better, fuck off and die.
Yes, but are all these things bad things?
Well, no, I mean, not necessarily, because, you know,
there you have it.
I'm getting approved for credit through cons, so I'm about
the change.
I'm coming home with a new washer and dryer soon. My air conditioner's fixed, my car's fixed, and I don't get yelled at on a daily basis anymore. So,
see?
The grand scheme of things,
2021
no.
is better.
Yeah, well, still.
Besides, I'm a chaos guy, so
I know this, which is why I brought this up in the first place, because you like to root for chaos. So
I do. I mean, you know, bring me the old gods.
I would, but we killed them all.
No, we didn't. The Klingons killed their gods because they were more trouble than they were worth.
Oh. So, you know, I noticed a funny thing, and I sent you a link in Skype earlier. I noticed this funny thing is happening. Now that it no longer matters, everybody's starting to admit the truth about what really happened during the Trump administration. I'm like, so now it's okay to be honest? Really? Jerks.
I didn't get that thing earlier. So, I was actually wanting to talk about this too. Yeah, so now it's well, of course, because this is the same with everything. Now that the election is over, they don't have to keep to their narratives. And yes, Lafayette Plaza was cleared out for the barricades, and not so that way Trump could go to the burnt down church to do a photo op, which is what I said a year ago.
All right. Yeah, no, we both said the same thing a year ago, that it was cleared out to basically, yeah, due to the protesting, and they were trying to get barricades put up, and it didn't have it. And basically, they put out announcements and told everybody they needed to move, and they refused, and eventually they did what they had to do to make it happen. So, just saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and that's what, you know, if you don't remember the time, that was when apparently pepper spray is now chemical warfare.
I know, right? You know, I kept laughing at that. I'm like, you know, everybody that actually had to go through chemical warfare training in basic is laughing at you pussies right now.
Right. mean, I've shot myself with pepper spray.
I had to take the hit with it to be able to carry it.
I'm not talking about the spray one. I'm talking about I had a .22 revolver that had little tiny caps in it that would disperse pepper spray out of it. And I just shot it and took three steps forward right into the mist because it's a clear mist. And if had I had known that it was going to be that close to me, anyway. But yes, fun.
Yeah. No, well, I mean, that's, you know, part of the training for both the private security work I used to do and before the private security work I used to do when I carried a real badge. There's the training process when you're dealing with pepper spray. The group that we did it with in both cases was actually the school that they used during the academy. It was run by a former highway patrol instructor, and then the same instructor eventually started a security requalification school, and I wound up going through all his training as well. So I got the same training twice. They take you out in the middle of a field, they shoot your ass with pepper spray right in the face, and you have to figure out how to get back to where you came from. Fun times.
Yeah, and you know, it's like, okay, the stuff that's in those pepper balls, I've had hotter wings. The Scoville rating isn't that fucking high. It's an irritant, but it is not chemical warfare. Yes, okay, it is made out of chemicals, but so is coffee. Yes, so is coffee. Yeah, so last year we were telling everybody, you're retarded, and now vindicated.
You can't say that word anymore.
I can't say it on Twitter. I can say it all day long on Minds and MeWe.
You can say it yourself.
Shit, Crow. Hey, Crow. Long time no see, man.
Just giving you
welcome,
shit.
Welcome to chat.
But yeah, so I thought that was interesting. And of course, now they're, and we talked about this last week. They're, you know, talking about the fact that maybe that COVID really did initiate in a Chinese lab. And I'm like, hello? I feel like Bruce Willis in Die Hard. Welcome to the party, pal.
Everything we've been saying for a year, right? And you know what? It'll probably, the way this is going, it'll be sometime around January next year that they'll say, oh yeah, the election was stolen. What are you going to do about it now?
Oh no, that will come out, but it probably won't come out until after the midterms. See?
Yeah. And I, you know, I'm already looking forward to the midterms because it is going to be, okay, so you got Terry McAuliffe, who's like, the front runner in Virginia. Virginia's going to go red. You've got a recall election in California, which the Dems aren't letting anybody run. That's why Mayor Garricelli got the nod to be ambassador to India. They don't want him running for governor in the recall election because nobody is going to win that. So, yeah. It's going to be a bloodbath in 2022, especially just before we came on. The Biden administration or the White House budgeting office is giving the green light to the White House administration to roll back the discounts on insulin and epinephrine.
Yeah. Yeah. That just right as I was hitting the buttons, you're like, oh, look what I just found. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's going to help. So these are the same people that keep telling us that medicine is too expensive and the government needs to take control of it. So Donald Trump actually did something to help with the cost of very expensive medicines. And now they're making it go away. Go figure.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, and like I said, these are just the things that, and now you've got AOC, which we were talking about before the show. She has a colonizer's name, you know, thanks to that dumb chick in Colorado who brought up the fact of how the U.S. won the Mexican-American War. And when I pointed out that, yeah, wait until she finds out how it came to be that the Mexicans were speaking Spanish, and then we realized that AOC had a colonizer's name. So, yeah, she's attacking the left, or she's attacking liberals for not being liberal enough. And I love chaos. I'm just fucking giddy right now. I love it all.
I can tell.
Stop. My erection can only get so hard.
That, never mind. Never mind. So what else is going on?
Or as as Krieger said, every noun and or verb in that sentence arouses me. Lots of stuff. Did we get to talk about the OneRing.net last week?
We did not. No, I don't think.
Okay. Yeah, because we meant to talk about that on Culture Shift too. And it's okay. So OneRing.net is a Tolkien fan site. It's Lord of the Rings fan site, and they went completely retarded for Pride, talking about how there was a big backlash, you know, about dude playing Gandalf was gay, and there was a lot of like buzz on social media, well, or on the internet about it. There wasn't, you know, there was like maybe a handful of trolls in an MIRC room. But they went on 3 days of just making sure they would alienate everybody. You know, it's like the brands are doing it again. Like, how do we piss everybody off? And, well, they achieved it. But yes, nobody cared that Ian McKellen was gay. Nobody.
Why would they?
Right.
I mean, dude,
yeah.
Come on. Gay marriage passed how long ago? Does anybody even care anymore?
Right, and that's just it. You know, that's the big joke during Pride Month, is you know, all the brands, you know, doing all their Pride thing now that it's, you know, not cutting edge or edgy to do it, and you know, it's federally recognized. You know, gay marriage is federally recognized now. It's give us all your money, homo.
I'm slightly homosexual as well. Now give me your money.
Right. So, and that's what I'm just. Yeah, so, but no, it's, they're trying to make the point that, like, there was backlash on the internet because Tolkien was a Christian and, nobody said that. If they did, they were trolling the IRC room just for lulls.
I miss
yeah, that
IRC.
Is a, back at the time when they were relevant in early 2000, when that would be something that, like, Goon Squad would do just for the lull.
Yes. I miss IRC.
Crows know what I'm talking about when I say that.
I miss IRC. I really do.
IRC was good. Especially when you had a good admin who'd put fun bots in there.
Oh yeah, there's some of the whew, talking about some of the bots that were in those rooms.
I mean, the first thing you'd do is you'd put in a dice bot. So, I mean, when you set up your channel, that was the very first thing you did was put in a dice bot.
Oh, I actually programmed a bot once that was a bartender. Everybody liked that one.
Nice. Bartender bot. I like that. I know a couple. That would have been good. That would have been fun.
Oh.
What's going on with you?
What's
on your radar tonight?
Still trying to get back into the swing of things. Unfortunately, with everything breaking the way it did over this last week, we still haven't been able to restart the morning show, and I'm hoping we're going to get to do that next week.
Yeah, I noticed.
Yep, shut up. So did everybody else. Everybody's like, what? Are you guys ever bringing that back? I'm like, I'm trying. Stop judging me. Oh, but yeah, it's just, I don't know. The good news is I do have most of the things that were in complete shambles after she left somewhat organized. We have everybody's situations for all the paperwork she left in a shambles finally organized. I just finished my last appointment with that. I have two more things I have to fill out, and then we'll be caught up for probably at least another year. So some of my time will actually start being able to go back to me being devoted to research, but I have to tell you, honestly, after being completely unplugged from this for months, I don't know if I just, every time I'm like, okay, let's pull up the blaze, let's do this, let's do that, I'm like, yeah, fuck it, let's watch Pride.
No, and you know what? It's like, okay, you were our producer back in the day when we used to say on FUBAR that, you know, it went from the news of the week where we used to be able to do like douchebags of the week because it was so spread out, and then it came like we couldn't keep up. Two things would happen. It was always the same douchebags, and we couldn't keep up with it because more douchebags were popping up while we were still making the list. So it became like news of the day to the point of news of the hour. Trying to catch up now, it's like when I was suspended from Twitter and I was kind of out of it, I would just do, you know, some research for whatever topics we were going to do on a show. you know, it's like, you know, I'd say, Foo, what are we talking about tonight? You know, Lou, what are we talking about tonight? You know, and, you know, people would be sending me stories and all that. But it was like I was out of the, as a friend of ours puts it, most people are on bicycles when it comes to politics. We're Ferraris. And the same with our listeners. Our listeners are Ferraris. They're plugged in. They know everything that's going on. You take a step back from that for like a week or a month, and it's like you missed an episode back in the days before binging when you couldn't catch up. It's like, yeah, I've got to wait for the show to go into syndication so I can figure out what I missed that week. That's what it's like now.
Yeah. Now it's like douchebag of the millisecond.
You're right. But, you know, everything old is new again. Anthony Weiner's back in the news.
Wait, I missed something. What happened?
Yeah, So the his infamous dick pic that sexted a teen girl with, he's turning it into an NFT.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, wow, cringe, and who's going to buy it? I mean, yeah, I get people will buy anything, but I don't think he's going to get what he thinks he's going to get for it. Yeah, Mike wonders if when Dan left, he took all the good equipment around your house with him.
Nice. Jerks.
Yeah. So we got that going for us, which is nice. You know, now, at what point, like, Tonya Harding's porn tape and just all the other cringe, when's, is that going to get NFT'd too? Probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
Ugh. That's just gross. Now I regret the fact that I asked what I missed. I shouldn't. As soon as you brought up Anthony Weiner, I should have been like, "Let's go somewhere else."
Yeah. I don't even know about that. But yeah, no. I Crow's right. You said in the chat, you can make good money off NFTs. The thing is, it's if you treat them like collector's cards or paintings, as you know, one or the other, you can do all right on them. But like, not everything needs to be an NFT.
Oh, what? I didn't see this on the Blaze earlier. When did this pop up? Hang on. Oh, it's no wonder. It's from 5 minutes ago. Greta Thunberg is complaining that Chinese state-owned media is fat-shaming her.
What did she think was going to happen? See, that's here's the thing funny. With these childhood activists. You know, with your David Hogg, your Greta Thunberg. So on and so on. Once they age out, see, because they're insulated from all of the responsibility for the things that they say. And while probably fat shaming isn't the best argument to use against her, what did she think was going to happen when she turned 18? Did she think that they would still, you know, when she became a legal age, did they think that they were going to continue to shield her? She's served her purpose. So now, yes, she will get trolled by state media. She fucked up when she went and she gave the attack plan on the Indian farmers when she gave the script. And so, yeah, she's a liability now, just like Hogg's stupidity is.
Oh, that reminds me. I think this started happening right about the same time that I went dark for a while, but I saw that he had tried to put out become involved in a company that was going to try to fight MyPillow and then left eventually. I thought that was, yeah.
Yeah, well, the thing is he figured out that it's hard work. Him and William Legate were putting together the Nice Pillow company, and they didn't even bother to trademark it, so somebody to troll them swooped in and took that trademark and took the name. And, you know, they were looking, they crowdsourced their logo, and then that was all that ever came of it. It's like all of a sudden, you know, they were going to make pillows with union labor, and then I guess they figured out how much union labor actually costs.
Yeah, that's the real funny thing about it, though. And you know, and this happens all the time, and this even happened, you know, and this is even me having been a business owner. When my company folded and I took a job at Convergys, when I first started working and I was doing the phone monkey work, I was watching the TLs, and it seemed like, from my perspective, all I ever really saw them doing was sitting up at their desks in front of us, laughing, joking, having fun. And I'm like, I'm over here taking, like, call after call after call after call, and y'all ain't doing nothing. So here I am 3 years later, and me, being a former boss, should have known better. But me, 3 years later, I finally get the tap to, like, you want to do the TL work. We need somebody to take over the project that... And you're one of the only ones left that knows anything about it. I'm like, cool, I could do that. And then I get the gig, and I'm like, holy, no wonder I never saw them sitting around but and doing nothing for the little bit that I was here. Because the rest of the time, they were hiding somewhere getting their work done. Dude, I mean, I swear, it went from, you know, coming in at in my shift back then. One of the reasons why I took the gig in the department I was in was because they, well, first of all, I had just finished my training, and then they made me take an aptitude test and realized that I had some networking experience. And they're like, you're hired. I'm like, what does that mean? They're like, well, first of all, you get a set schedule. I'm like, okay, you had me there. And you get a dollar more an hour. I'm like, okay, where do I sign? So I went from working like 7 to 3:30, counting lunch, to basically being a mid-shift team leader, coming in typically anywhere between 10 to 10:30 in the morning and not leaving until 11:30, 12, sometimes 1, 2 in the morning to meet all my numbers. And then when my boss figured out that I would not leave until I hit my numbers, suddenly I was doing her fucking job too. So that was fun. But yeah, so it's just one of those things.
Don't make me promote you.
It's just one of those things where you everybody always thinks, oh, it's so easy. Look, if they could do it, we could do it. And then you realize all the work that goes into it. That's like everybody's like, oh, you're cute. You run a podcasting network. Like, yeah, do you know how many hours how many man hours and sweat hours and equity hours I've put into this bitch for the last 14 years? I think it's about that. It's about that. John was really little when I started, because I remember I actually helped him put together his first podcast when he was like 6 or 7. Oh, God, I've been doing this shit a long time, one way or the other.
Yeah, it's like Jeff just said in the chat. Yeah, I started out being a swear counter. Look at me now. See? That's just it. Don't make me promote you. Hey, same thing happened to me. Oh, why don't you be a guest on FUBAR one time? And then we've got 5 podcasts and...
Well, you know,
I actually have to research for.
That's how I got Jen, too. Why don't you be a guest? Next thing you know, she's a co-host.
Yeah. Yep. No, you and Fu did it to me, too. So, yeah. No, that's... Yeah, it looks easy until you're doing it. And then if you enjoy it, then you throw yourself into it. And, you know.
And then eventually the people are, then eventually the people are, then eventually the people around you don't enjoy the fact that you've thrown yourself into and start screaming and yelling at you all the time and eventually leave. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Did I go bitter again? My bad.
Yes, you did.
My bad.
Let salt flow.
Speaking of flowing, we have just about hit the bottom of the hour, so we should probably take a break.
I was just
going to
say, you can take a break.
Might as well. Let's take a break. We'll come back, get things reset, figure out what we're talking about for the second half, and we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Looking at my own reflection, when suddenly it changes, violently it changes. How long there is no turning back now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. you'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
And welcome back into the program, ladies and gentlemen, and my co-host is back with us as well. Welcome back. This is the Robinson and Horty Show, live every Wednesday night at, 10 p.m. Eastern? I don't know. I haven't done shows in so long, I don't even remember our fucking schedule anymore. I'm just saying. But anyway.
You know, so, Jeff has a nice handy schedule on the website you can look at.
Yeah, handy dandy schedule. Thanks, Jeff. He's like, yeah, I just updated it again, and then you didn't follow it this week either, you bastard. Anyway. Sorry, Jeff. Oh, man, I have missed you guys. Even if I am having some sort of weird, giddy breakdown on the air right now, I don't know what the hell's going on. But anyway.
Because you're having fun.
Dude, I think that's it. Everything has just felt so serious for the last week because she doesn't listen, so I don't give a fuck. So, my grandson's first birthday party was this last weekend. My wife brought the new guy to the birthday party, the one that was only supposed to be a friend for the entire last couple of months that she was in my house. They're now more than friends, by the way. And the weirdest thing is, dude, spent the whole party cuddling with my mother-in-law. Literally.
Yeah.
I'm just watching him, sit next to her, get close to her, put his arm around her, nuzzle up next to her, and I'm like, dude, you're dating her daughter, and you're all over her. Anyway, just weird energy, odd situation, and that was the moment I realized that dude did me a favor. Because, yeah, some weird shit right there. I'm just saying. Anyway, all right, so anyway, where were we before I went off on a tangent?
We were talking about how there's clocks in chat now.
There are clocks in chat now, I noticed that. It's all fancy and stuff now.
I know, I've got big plans for the website this year, and
I know.
Upgrades, and
speaking of which, I
need to get you on Discord.
I know, damn app whore. It's not good enough that you all have my phone number and shit. You gotta use Discord.
This isn't high school anymore with phone trees.
Dude, shut up. Just shut up.
Well, yeah, by the way, if you're listening and you're curious, we do have a Discord chat, as well as the chat in on the website. So, if you're interested in that, hit us up. But so there's a Chat Lives Matter Discord group.
Nice. Yes. I would know that if I'd ever get on Discord.
Yeah, exactly. And what's funny is that that was started, during one of the massive, oh my God, Twitter is shitting the bed and look at all the people getting suspended. We need to make a backup plan so we can all keep in touch.
Yep.
Yeah.
I remember.
So, yes.
So I think this needs to be discussed just because it's one of the WTF moments and it kind of dovetails into what we normally talk about more towards the end of this particular show. I don't know if you've seen this yet. Actress Emilia Clarke creates comic book hero whose superpowers come from menstruation.
I know, it's so fucking cringe.
What?
I was watching. She gets her superpowers from her period. Fantastic.
It gets better. She's gonna swing from her armpit hair like Spider-Man.
I think she's just trolling. I hope she's trolling. I really do. It's not like she's Sophie Turner. I mean, she's Emilia Clarke. She has prospects. I mean, so, honey, no. Don't be cringe. Don't be cringe. But, this goes with the people injecting themselves into comic culture who don't get it. I was watching a YouTube this morning from Eric D. July, Young Ripper. And he had made a comment about the tokenization of comic books, and specifically it was a Filipino American Captain America, and then Brianna fucking Wu, literally Wu, pops in and just goes full racist on his ass by making assumptions about, the reason why he had a Luke Cage cover was because he identified with a strong black man, not the fact that, Luke Cage is kind of badass, regardless of his race. And she heaped dishonor upon her house, let's say, and kept, kept going, refused to get it, that it had nothing to do with the fact that Eric DeJuli is black and Luke Cage is black, and the inherent racism in the fact that he would have to, that's the only reason why he would appreciate Luke Cage, is because he's black, and vice versa. And it's just, okay, this is the, when Marvel tried to do the new Avengers with Safe Space and Snowflake, and that blew up spectacularly, nobody's going to read that comic. Nobody is going to read that comic. These are not. Listen, it's the same thing with like Marvel and Star Wars and everything. They pander to the weirdos and then they wonder why they lose money. The weirdos are not your customers. They don't care about you. They just want to break everybody else's toys. They don't want to play with them.
No.
Yeah, let me step off my soapbox.
Sorry. I was waiting for a pause, and then there was an unexpected one. you built up to this nice big rant, and then all of a sudden you were just like, yeah, I'm done. I'm like, what the hell?
Well, as I said what I had to say, I couldn't keep that emotional level with it anymore.
I feel so cheated.
But the thing is, I'm not even a big comic book guy. I appreciate comics. Like you were a big comic book kid. I didn't have that access to them, but I had some pretty good RPGs that I put myself into there instead. So I had good access and people to play that with. I wasn't deep into comics, but I was familiar with them well enough. I didn't actually get into comics until right around the death of Superman.
Yeah,
and
well,
leading into that, because I knew that was coming, I did get into comics pretty well, and I had a lot of comics. And then I said, okay, I appreciate this art form. I appreciate this Mailu, and I learned to respect it. I may not have been steeped in it, but I respected the culture.
Well, yeah, I mean, for me, it wasn't really – I mean, I was into comic books, but the weirdest thing for me, and I think we've talked about this before, is I have been reading in one form or another since age 3. By the time I was in the 6th grade, I was tested at reading at a college level. But you hand me a comic book, and I couldn't figure out how to read it. Because books are one thing. It's, you know, top to bottom, left to right, pretty simple, go to the next page. The bubbles confused the shit out of me. So when I really started getting into comic books was when I started noticing that because comic books started getting popular towards the late 70s, early 80s, they started making movies and TV shows about them. So that's when I really started getting into at least the comic book universes, because I found a way to deal with them that made sense, because I couldn't actually, I'm not even playing. I think the first comic book that I could ever read and understand was Spider-Man Venom. That, because it was, by that time, I'd been able to figure out that, you know, you start with the bubble, read it till the bubble's done, move to the next one. Because for the longest time, it didn't make sense to me. So that was one of the first comics that I remember reading all the way through and actually thoroughly enjoying. But before then, my exposure to it had been like the old TV shows. Like Lou Ferrigno was the Incredible Hulk, the cheesy 70s dude that played Spider-Man that I can't think of his name right now. And then...
Right. Okay, yeah, no, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
But yeah, so, I mean, and, you know, so I've always...
Adam West Batman and Christopher Reeve Superman, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you.
Actually, my first experience... Well, yeah, Christopher Reeve probably was my first experience with Superman, but his dad, George, was my second because of Nickelodeon.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, because I remember they used to have the George Reeves Superman on, just Nickelodeon, but on TBS early in the day.
Like, maybe that's what it was.
Between,
it was CBS.
Between the, like, Three Stooges and, the other, they'd do some black and white stuff, and then, you know, they'd have that Superman on and, you know, maybe some old Dick Tracy, and it was right before the I Love Lucy roll into... Gilligan's Island. Dang.
Yeah. Dude, TBS was the bomb back in the day. They had all the... You know,
TBS was great. Yeah.
Now it's like... Now it's turned into the TBS version of MTV. It doesn't play anything good anymore.
Well, that's... Yeah, that's AT&T Time Warner.
Pretty much.
Yeah, TV Land, too. Not even TV Land was like... I remember when TV Land was like Nick at Night at Night, and it was kind of like the same time that MTV would switch into their liquid TV and their Aeon Flux and Beavis and Butthead and gap before 120 minutes started.
As much as I liked Beavis and Butthead, they were the beginning of the downfall for MTV.
Yeah, because then you also had the Real World and you had Road Rules, and yeah, you're right.
So old, I remember when music television was actually
Beavis and
music
Butthead
television.
Still played videos in it. That was the thing. That was they were commenting on the videos. There were two metalheads sitting around, you know.
Yeah, it was basically
shitting on music videos on MTV.
It was MTV's version of MST3K.
Yeah, which, you know, started out cool, and then the movie happened.
So
that show existed. Jeff asked in chat if anybody remembers ESPN's Beg, Borrow, and Steal. I remember the show existed. I never watched it.
I think I might be from a different timeline. I don't remember that one. Just playing. Wrong show. My bad.
You know, the more I see Jimmy Kimmel, the more I realize that Adam Carolla and Ben Stein carried his ass for years.
I thought you were about to take that in a completely different direction. He's their love child, man. Type his play.
Yeah, that's it, too.
Oh, the man show. God, I remember that show. That show was awesome. Anyway.
Wait a sec. Just got this sent to me in the chat.
Uh-oh.
Punisher Season 3 release date.
They're doing a Punishers? This makes me happy.
218 days to... this is the Marvel one that was on Netflix, too.
Yep. I thought they killed. Yeah. I thought they killed most of those. I'm kind of glad that one's still there.
They did. This is why I'm wondering why. But
maybe Netflix figured out they fucked up.
Released, they will be released on Netflix, and the premiere episode is starting January 14th, 2022.
Maybe the mouse figured out that they fucked up by killing them because they can't really move stuff like that to Disney Plus. Maybe they're going to.
Yeah, right. Well, but they're trying to, though, because WandaVision was kind of dark.
Yeah, well, WandaVision was like 3 minutes long.
Yeah, that's true.
It was short and dark.
Mandalorian was kind of dark.
There's a joke in there somewhere, but I'm just going to leave it alone.
I got it. I was there. I'm picking up what you're putting down. I smell what you're stepping in.
Oh, man. So, you know, I'm looking. I think Gene went on a hiatus about the same time that I did. He hasn't done a Buffoon of the Week in months.
He may have.
Last one was 4 months ago, and that was when he did the reintroduction
video.
See, you
killed his show. You go on hiatus and you kill Buffoon.
It wasn't me, man. It wasn't me. Because, yeah, I'm looking, I'm going through the, I'm like, dude, there's, like, literally nothing to talk about for the next hour. Because I don't have a Buffoon to run. There's no, I mean, everything's being talked to death. I'm just like, I don't know. Anyway.
So you're saying you're not going to do an AOTR?
No, I probably still am. I'm just going to figure out what I'm going to rant about during the newsreel.
I was going to say, just find a soapbox and stand on it.
No, I probably still am, only because I haven't done them in forever. So I was just usually it's
somebody
easy.
Somebody get Gene on the horn, by the way.
I need to have him back on again. That's the other thing is Chad reached out to me the other day. He was like, "Are you still doing podcast thing?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm getting there again." He's like, "I want to come back on when you do." I'm like, "Okay, cool." Anyway.
What are you watching now?
I actually really haven't been watching much of anything lately. Just been kind of turning stuff on as background noise while I sleep. What was it we just watched? Oh, the new Conjuring movie. I watched that with all the kids the other day. That was pretty creepy.
Yeah. I heard it was good.
Yeah, I mean, it was really good. It was just one of those ones where, I mean, it was dark, but not like, you know, oh my God, where it just nothing but stupid gore dark. It was actually really fun.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, one of the things I like about The Conjuring and Blair Witch and some of the, you know, found footage, kind of this started out in the format, but it's like, and As Above, So Below and some of the others is that it's not, you know, what we used to call back in the 80s dead teen movies. You know, it's like Cabin in the Woods, great example. That is a fantastic horror movie, great premise, outstanding. Quiet Place too, same thing. Really, and that's I had this conversation on Twitter the other day, and that is the horror is actually where you're still getting original content from, horror and sci-fi. And everything else is just recycled dreck. But horror, I mean, if you haven't seen Cabin in the Woods, and if you haven't seen Quiet Place, and just they're so good. And I've talked about this the last couple of weeks. Shadow and Bone, great. I mean, even for young adult, really good. It's, you know, it's a new premise, and it's not even, there aren't even a lot of tropes in it. So I was joking with a friend of mine, and it's like, you know, I mean, one of the things it is like, okay, so they're gonna need horses, so they have to seduce the stable boy. Oh shit, gay sex. So, you know, it was kind of like, well, that was a different turn. That was fun, you know, because it's like, okay, they established that the, anyway, it's good. Check it out.
I don't know. You lost me at the Brokeback Mountain moment. Just saying.
It's fine, dude. It's no big deal. I mean, it's not like it's penetration. I'm just saying it's like, oh, wow, okay. So that they took a trope and they turned it around, and not even in a woke way where it was obvious. It was just like, I mean, it wasn't like beat you over the head like they do on network TV. It was just like, oh, that happened. Okay, moving on. So,
dude, the one
know,
that
like they made a big deal out of it.
The one that like literally beat you over the head with it, it was just funny, was when Designated Survivor got moved to Netflix. for the last season, because they were just trying, I guess they were just desperate to wrap the story. But it's like they figured out they didn't have censors anymore. So all of a sudden, this prim and proper Kiefer Sutherland characters dropping the F-bomb every 3 seconds. I'm like, okay, that's a little much. And then, like, 5 seconds into the first episode, there's, like, full-on gay sex, like, just there. Like, there's nothing left to the imagination. And I'm like, really? Really? Ew.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's when it's obvious and it's just for the edge. It's like, oh, look how groundbreaking they are. And in Shadow and Bone, it tracked. I mean, you didn't know the character was gay, and then you look at it and go, okay, so, sure, all right.
Well,
that's
you
fine.
See, what it happened was.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know, that's the other thing, too. That's what I like about it is it's not beating their sexuality. For a young A show, it's not beating their sexuality over your head. It's like, okay, so we have to have, you know, she has to be a lesbian, he has to be gay, she has to be pan, whatever the fuck that. It doesn't even matter. It's just,
dude, can I just ask a question? What the fuck does that even mean?
I don't know.
Is that like being a sexual omnivore that you'll basically have sex with anything and everything? Is that what that is?
I really don't. And then it's like, there was this rant on Twitter the other day of somebody, you know, saying that, you know, pansexual is biphobic or whatever. Just like, you know what, just fuck off. Leave us alone.
I mean, I only have one question. If you're pansexual, does that mean you're biased against, you know, or you're pot sex phobic or something? I don't know. Yeah. I don't understand some of these terms that they're coming out with anymore. I'm just like, can we just stop making shit up? Can we just stop?
Did you see the pride flag yesterday? Or 2 days ago?
No, I hadn't, but I noticed, and I think we had talked about this before, but one of the things that struck me again today as I was going through the store, because, you know, it's Pride, and all of a sudden Skittles has this whole, you know, rainbow bag and nothing but white Skittles. I'm like, why does that not seem racist to anyone else with everything, the way everything else is? You're telling me that putting out white Skittles, I mean, I'm surprised they're not like, oh my God, Skittles is white supremacist.
Yeah, you know, and you'd think, only one rainbow matters during Pride. No, what they did with the Pride flag, and this is like, what, the rainbow wasn't enough? The fighting in the thread was just hilarious, because it's like some Pride group comes out and says, oh, we changed the flag, you know, to be more representative of the even more minuscule part of the population that identifies with these that weren't really represented with the rainbow, which incorporates every color except for infrared and ultraviolet, bigots. And it's like, you can't even see those people. But so it's like they took up half of the rainbow flag with this thing. So it's like, okay. And everybody who's looking at it going, oh, so you're just pushing out LGBT for your little niche thing. And that's cool.
Oh, so what exactly did they do?
Even I noticed that, looking at it going, wow, you guys are really just trying to take over the whole movement with your little niche, tiny, minuscule segment of like 1 in a million.
All right, I guess I need to find a way to look at this thing, because I hadn't seen that yet.
Let me see if I can. If it's not on the front page of Twitchy, I don't know about it. And it's gone. I can find it.
Oh, no, I get it. It's time that black and brown people be included in the Pride flag.
No. This is even worse than that.
Oh, it's even worse than that one? Oh, God, because that one's pretty bad, too.
I had to remember how I made fun of it. And then... here we go. I'm going to drop it in chat real quick.
Crap.
And there it is.
Somehow I'm not.
And the funny thing is, this is like the second time they've tried to change the Pride flag in 5 years. It looks like a 70s clothing pattern. It really does. I think I saw Robin Williams have suspenders like this when he was doing stand up.
Pretty sure he wore suspenders like that during Mork and Mindy.
Yeah. But same thing. Yeah, so, anyway. Here was my reply. Today replies.
What the hell? Yeah, that's
just the end fighting in that thread is fantastic.
That's even worse than the one I saw.
Yeah, that's a test. Yeah, and a lot of people did that too. They did the I'm drawing a blank on what it's called now. The color test.
The starts with a T. The one that I don't remember one that starts with a T, a P.
Yeah, the color test for HD monitors.
Oh, what the hell? I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it starts with a P. I can't think of the name of it though. Anyway. I'm sure somebody will drop it in the chat in a minute. So that's what it reminded me of, too. But just so cringe. So tomorrow, UFOs.
Tomorrow, Juxtaposition is back. And yes, we're doing UFOs.
We're doing UFOs. And yeah, there's, you know, I don't think we're going to get the government report out in time. But there's been a lot of dancing around the topic. And so, yeah. Also, I'm working on an idea for a juxtaposition. You and I talked about it yesterday. I want to do, like, non-canonical Gnostic books of the Bible, like the Gospel of Judas and things like that. But that requires a lot of research. I want to do that one really well. I mean, we do them all really well, but that one it's not like Mandela Effect that I've got my finger on it the whole time.
Yeah, no, that's as soon as you drop out, I was like, yeah, that is not a quick throw. We're gonna have to figure something else out for this week.
Whew. So yeah, we might have to do a primer on that one too.
Not to mention the fact that I was busting his chops. Like, you know, it's a lot. You're lucky I'm a lot smarter than I look, because you're dropping some really big words. Anyway.
Well, yeah. So. All right. So you're going to do an AOTR? Did you find something to do?
I'm still trying to figure it out, but yeah, I'm at least going to fire it up. There's not much to talk about, so I can't guarantee it's going to be a full hour, but we're definitely going to do something, because I haven't done one in forever anyway.
Yeah, we noticed.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's noticed. Even Ron's making fun of me now.
Yes, as he should.
I don't like you anymore.
Just trying to guilt you into motivation, and then you'll get full back into it. And every time I try to get out, they drag me back in.
Every time I think I'm out, they pull me back in. All right. Oh, so what do you got going on? Well, I guess not much else.
We got Juxtaposition tomorrow at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. And then, you know, same time as this right now. And then I am off until Monday. Then I will be back on with Sam and Lou as we do FUBAR and then Cyber Chill. And you can find me on Twitter as ThatAmish1, or find me on Minds and MeWe as Ordy Packard. How about you?
You can find me here when I can find the time to do a podcast anymore, randomly for right now. Also find me occasionally on Twitter now, because... at RowdyRick73. I am actually starting to get back onto Twitter more, because I have more of my life back in order now. So I do plan on diving back in, because, you know, I think what we do is important. It's just for the last few months I've had to focus on making sure I didn't lose my mind. I think I'm okay now. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Hopefully, things will restart with the morning show this coming Monday. I actually tried to restart this last Tuesday, and Stacy hasn't responded to me yet. So I don't know. Maybe she's pissed at me right now. Anyway, I guess we'll find
maybe.
Out one way or the other. Can't really blame her. She should have taken like 4 months off. Anyway. But... Oh, well. We are going to get things fired up and do an America Off the Rails here in just a couple minutes. And we're going to get out of here. And in the meantime, for those of you not hanging out for the Late Shift, don't forget it is available most everywhere you can find podcasts. And hopefully eventually even on Amazon, if Spreaker will ever find out what they're doing to do the submissions over there. Because, yeah, still have a bunch of stuff pending that I haven't heard anything about from them yet. But we're out, folks. We will talk soon. For those of you hanging out, just hang out in the chat. I'll be right back.
See y'all on the other side.